From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, Nigel Payne has been in the US talking to the co-founder of ApprendNet. Does that company mean anything to you? It didn't to me until I listened to what Nigel had to say to co-founder Emily Foote. So let's find out exactly what ApprendNet does.
This is From Scratch, Nigel Payne, talking this morning to Emily Foote, live from the USA and the founder of an enterprise company, entrepreneurial company for education called ApprendNet. So first question, Emily, the obvious one, what on earth is ApprendNet?
ApprendNet is an online learning platform where people come to learn skills, and there's a number of principles underneath. It's a video-based platform. So you first learn skills by deliberate practice. So you are practicing a skill in response to a real-world scenario. There's three steps. That's the first. And then you learn within a community of peers. So you observe others, give and get feedback. And then you learn from an expert who models it. Those are the three steps.
So is it basically aimed at organizations that deliver learning, or is it something that individuals could take on and form their own little community?
Oh, excellent question. It's the former. So it's organizations. So corporations use it, as well as higher ed. So professors use it in their class. So it's concentrated learning groups.
And what are the advantages of using ApprendNet as opposed to just teaching online or just a video lecture or something like that?
Sure. So the advantages are many. One, it gives you an opportunity as a learner to actually practice your skills, but practice them and then get to watch them, which is painful often. And that process helps you redirect your next practice. But not only that, but it allows you to learn within a community. So you have this reflective practice where you submit your practice, but then you get all this feedback from others, and also the benefit of getting to see others do the same thing you do and learn from those moments. And then finally, the benefit of getting to learn at the heels of a master. So you get to see somebody model it, where that's almost where the magic happens, because you're juxtaposing what you did to somebody who's been doing it for years, as opposed to the alternative, which is watching that model, that master or that expert, with no context of yourself being able to engage with them.
What sort of learning works best on ApprendNet, do you think? Or is it completely everything?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've seen lots of things. So far, the best are kind of customer or client or person-to-person interaction, so where you're practicing communication skills. But recently, we've been working with groups that are using it for more physical skills. So we just came out with our app, so it's much easier to capture practice. For example, teachers in a classroom have been using it, or clinical research at a pharma company have been using it in their labs. So the jury's still out on if that's the best use, but we'll see.
And the app allows you to learn in situ, so you don't have to come out of context. You can actually learn when you're in the lab, in the classroom, or in the place where the learning will be used. Is that right?
Exactly. So it's been exciting to see. I'm particularly excited about how it's been used in K-12 classrooms. It's been really neat to capture very short, discrete skills that are going on in the classroom, and then for these teachers to share it within a community of other teachers and give and get feedback without them having to interrupt their day for long classroom observations.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds original, and it sounds exciting. So, Emily, thank you so much for just explaining a little bit about ApprendNet. And if people want more information, where should they go?
Sure. So it's www.apprendnet, and that's APPRENNET.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Good to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me, Nigel. I really enjoyed it.
From scratch.